and the other members to come and join us. So I wanted to register that. This is our second attempt because we communicated during the day, I think on the eve, just a few minutes before the meeting, the initial set time that we're going to postpone, that we're going to postpone for 2 o'clock. And I think that communication was not well communicated. That message was not well communicated. Hence, other political parties are not here. So, Mohapi, I want to propose that maybe we postpone this meeting and we try and communicate well with other political parties, and then we set the time where we're not going to change anything.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon. I think we must apologize up front to everyone who made concerted effort to honor today's meeting. However, based on what the co-chair has indicated, definitely this exercise requires that there's proper coordination. Like all of us would bear testimony that earlier this morning we were supposed to meet at 11. Unfortunately, we could not. We had to reschedule up until this afternoon. And by the look of things, it's very clear that we need to ensure that we are as inclusive as we can, so that tomorrow this exercise is not going to be questionable unnecessarily. So based on that, I think on our chair, it will be proper that we genuinely reschedule, but we don't necessarily confirm the date. We must also ensure that we check availability, then based on availability, we confirm a date formally with all the participants, both from the NCOP and the NA. I think that would be fair enough, Chair. I fully concur with your submission.
Okay, that's the hand on my immediate right. Mamande, and then Nemepwe. Okay, thank you, Chair. Chair, now I have concerns. I tried to get a background of this for Uma Mahlamini because at least she's been here for quite some time. Firstly, I came back end of October and I touched base with the committee in so that they are aware I'm back and all those things, in order for every communication to be sent to me and indicated my availability as well. However, I never came across the sanctioning of the advert for the NYDA, the board members. Secondly, I don't even know anything about the advert until the time Ukungile called me about 2 weeks ago, informing me that a member, there's gonna be the first day, there's gonna be a shortlisting and all that, and I was shocked. Shortlisting of what? Because we do not know of anything that we have sanctioned in order for the CVs to be submitted. That's the first point. Secondly, there is a dark cloud over the head of the NYDA that it's serving ANC youth and not other formations. And now looking at the number of CVs we received and comparing it to the population of the youth, it's too little. So to me, I would like to know the time frame of the advert and how long was it in order for the youth to submit. And I'm particularly uncomfortable with the fact that there's only 20, where did they write this thing? There's only 29 females in this thing out of 117. For me, I don't think it was enough time for people to submit their CVs. And I would request that, can we then reopen the submission of CVs so that everybody is aware of this? Because I was shocked myself only 2 weeks ago that there is an advert out, and I'm a member of the committee. The advert itself, I try to go through it so that it can tell us what's the purpose of the board, how is it structured in terms of, do we need a certain age, and are we targeting a certain skill, a certain qualification, a certain group of people for this advert? Because we are talking about a youth agency, which in its own, when it accepts any applications or any help, it should be youth from 18 to 35. And therefore, for me, it clearly says the people that must be applying would be within that range as well, because they are going to be representing the youth, and they are going to be looking after the interests of the youth and the generation of today. And then lastly, I've said it, that I would like to request that, can we reopen the submissions of the service for the youth, because it's very much uncomfortable for them.
Hello, Chair, I was going to go along with what you proposed earlier, that we should be proceed. I mean, like, can't we can make sure that everybody has been included? And then maybe, you see, because this is the information that we all have received, like today, you see. And we allow you to engage with the chairpersons to get more information, and maybe after you've reflected with the chairperson and looking at the state of things, we then see if ever there would be a need to reopen the process itself. No, I'm saying that she was asking. I'm just saying, Chair, that the Honorable can have a look at what we have in front of ourselves and see if all the things that she's talking to, are they not being met by what is happening here? And then if ever there is some little bit of problem, she can re-engage with the chairpersons and update them. But for this meeting as of today, I was saying that I second along the idea that let's postpone the meeting itself. That's what I was going along with.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Afternoon, colleagues. I fully move within the spirit of Honorable Nyami's input, Chair. But to say which also, Chair, you will clarify probably further after you have an engagement with Honorable Mend, in terms of taking it through, in terms of the sequence of events and everything. That I'm sure, as she's the member of this committee, she's aware that the Act of the NYDA and the Constitution doesn't say that it can be, even its term, the term ends in March, which is next month. But also even the reference to the matter to us as this portfolio committee was made in 20 August by the Speaker, which went through the House. So I'm just saying that it must be noted in your discussions that when we take each other through. And of course, Madlamin wouldn't know, just to refresh the memory of Honorable Mentor also, is to say, in terms of our portfolio committee, we had an understanding and an agreement, an unwritten agreement, that we are going to have focus groups. Unfortunately, we were mindful that your good self, you are only one member that is part of our committee. But I'm saying in terms of Madlamin, in terms of us, our arrangement, she's got her own focus group. So hence then she wouldn't have given you probably a satisfying information when you're asking her, also informally. And I'm happy that you are raising those issues formally. Then I agree to what Honorable Nyame is saying as moving forward. On based on what you have presented, the co-chair, Honorable Mohabi. Thanks.
Chair, I think we felt that it would be proper that this exercise be as inclusive as it can. Hence, other issues that relates to concerns raised by Honorable Member. I think Honorable Nyame Boy has just suggested that she can interact with the said chairperson from the NA, because from the side of NCOP, I think even the previous meeting we never had any challenge. We are fully ready to proceed. The only challenge is that we are awaiting processes that are as inclusive as we expect, so that tomorrow any person is not going to be questioned. But I think emphasis also made is that what is guiding this exercise and the process itself is the provisions of the National Youth Development Agency Act, which stipulates clearly what is expected of us. And not only that, also rules of Parliament. In case there's anything that has been flawed, I think we would always be ready to adhere to or to listen to. However, no guarantee can we really put forth, even if you engage at a particular level where you'd be interacting with a set honorable member. That says if you re-advertise, there's a guarantee that there will be more people applying. If people are eager to apply, they will apply. They will not apply simply because we have re-advertised. So I'm just saying it. We must not really engage as if there's a guarantee. There's been an advert which had to run through the processes that were stipulated, and if people could not really respond, those that are here cannot be deprived simply because other people decided not to show any interest. So I'm saying there's no even justification to say those that did not apply because they didn't want to or they didn't get a fair chance. I think everyone had a fair chance, and I think perhaps the chair would also outline where was the advert made, yes, so that we can really come back and say whether was it justifiable for us to say people that are here because they were privileged. I don't think they were privileged. Everyone has made his or her own effort. If it's 29 that have applied, it's like when you go for the elections, if people decide I'm not going to vote, there's nothing that we can do. But in this case, we are saying for the betterment of ensuring that all parties participate in this exercise, we are accommodative to say let's reschedule. A date, time and venue will be confirmed as soon as there's any indication from parties that they are fully notified. Then I'm saying, Chairperson, any matter that needs further engagement, can it be dealt at a particular level, because what is now raised is a matter that belongs to the NA and not this platform. Thank you.
Can I just check, Mwepe, in October, how many meetings did we have? Four, ne? And Mamenda, you were back in October. You never attended even a single meeting with committee in October. Or you were back end of October. End of October, November, we did have meetings. Ne? Just?
Let's
avoid dialogue. But nonetheless, the decision to call for nominations and advert, it went through the committee because I read the correspondence in one of the meetings that this matter, it has been referred to us from the speaker's office. I read that communication. I read that letter in an open meeting, and that we needed to form a subcommittee like we did with the interviews Public Service Commission. So that was discussed at the portfolio level. So if you're not there, I say as Tina. With regard to the age, the Act is silent on that. It's not saying anyone, but the age will always come into play because of its young people. You understand? The advert was out when? 29? November. And then it was closed? 20? 15 of December. In fact, we have extended, you remember? Yeah, we have extended the advert. So, and we advertised on all national newspapers. The Mail and Guardian, City Press, so what about the Star? But we can, it was on national newspapers. So I thought I should also clarify those two. And running an advert, it's not child's play, because it costs millions, you know. To say that we need to rerun, that is not, it's not possible. Maybe if there's any other issue, we can raise it off record of this meeting, then we can negotiate. I'm open to that. And then I think I got a popular support, but a majority support on us postponing this meeting, and then we'll not commit any date and any time until further notice that we are able to engage with others. Thanks.
Silver,